You're listening to Money News with Ross Greenwood, thanks to Gerard Maloof and Partners, the compensation experts. See gmp.net.au. Now on Money News, Talking Trade with Roger Montgomery. Thanks to H&H Financial Services for commercial loans, development finance and private equity.
Welcome back to the great Roger Montgomery. Of course, Montgomery Asset Management, plenty of other businesses as well besides. He's on the line right now. Roger, hello, how are you?
I'm well. How are you, Ross? I'm sorry I couldn't be with you tonight.
No, that's quite okay. Listen, just one issue I think is important right now. We have just entered the profit reporting season for Australia's companies. These are broadly interim results that will be to the end of June 30. You and I have talked about this before, but this is the key. And when you see companies such as QBE today with a profit down grade ahead of its result coming out and seeing its shares trashed by 11%. It really is a time when the sins come to the fore, isn't it? If there are sins to be had.
Yeah, absolutely. So this is, we're sort of nearing the end of confession season now, where companies have looked at their results to June 30, and if they don't think that they're going to make analyst expectations within 5 or 10%, they're usually required to make an announcement. And so we're seeing companies come out now and either upgrade or downgrade, and the impact is significant.
Well, it is, and it's immediate as well. But on the other side of it, there's going to be a whole bunch of companies that will surprise the market in a pleasant way, and that also will be taken into consideration, won't it?
Oh, absolutely. There are companies that we think are going to continue to do well. They may not go... They might have a great 6 months, but over the long run, they're going to do extremely well. And so it's very, very important if you stick to businesses that have little or no debt, high rates of return on equity and bright prospects, then yes, you know, they're going to actually follow the business cycle to a certain degree, but you're not going to see them downgrade and disappoint. Now, there are a bunch of companies like Leighton's, Lendlease, Boral, National Australia Bank, those sorts of businesses over the long run, they haven't added a lot of intrinsic value. And so in the long run, you'll probably find that their results won't justify strongly rising share prices, and those share prices will pull right back.
Well, one of the other things, Roger, is clearly, given you've got record low interest rates, it seems as though they are ongoing. The United States stimulates its economy, but they've said their interest rates aren't coming down anytime soon. It's only when those rates rise that then the danger times start.
Yeah, look, the reality is that people don't understand that gearing exaggerates bad investment behaviour. So having a lot of debt causes you to sell at the bottom and buy at the top. And it's the same with companies. If they've got a lot of gearing, you'll find it'll exaggerate bad behaviour and exaggerate bad share prices.
Roger Montgomery from Montgomery Asset Management with us every Tuesday, one of the good investors in the Australian stock market, and that's why we go to him every Tuesday night. Steve Price and Andrew Bolt are up next after the 8 o'clock news, and we'll see you tomorrow night right here on Money News. Have a great night.